To help support this podcast
and get exclusive bonus content and rewards,
make a monthly pledge at
patreon.com/universebox.
And remember to think outside. What's altruism? Welcome to Legends of Gotham, where we talk about Fox's hit series Gotham, set in the world of Batman. I'm Bill Meeks.
And I'm Amory D. Simone.
And you're here for another one of our Season 1 Gotham commentaries.
Woo! Commentaries!
This one's for Episode 5 of Season 1, Viper. The precursor to Venom. The precursor to Bane. The precursor to Nightfall. The precursor to Night's End, the precursor to Grant Morrison's Batman run, which is my favorite on the comic.
Well, that took a while,
but we got there. I think
you want to know where you lost me.
Where? Welcome to Legends of Gotham.
Nah, precursor to Venom.
Okay, so you got that much.
I made it one much. Jump.
Yeah, but very excited though.
I love commentaries,
and I definitely remember this being one of my favorite episodes too.
Mm-hmm. Not quite, was crazy.
Not quite as big as like Balloon Man. But this one also sets up a lot of the Wayne Enterprises mm-hmm. stuff and everything. Warehouse 39, I think, makes mm-hmm. its first appearance. So it'll be good. Anne-Marie, why don't you tell them a little bit about what we're doing here tonight and about how they might want to approach it?
Sure. Let me stop yawning. Sorry. tonight what we're doing is we are syncing up with the iTunes episodes since the DVDs and all that good stuff aren't out yet.
Mm-hmm. But based on the Sleepy Hollow releases, the iTunes and the DVD should match
be about
up.
Right. Yeah. So we're going to give you an awesome 3-2-1 count, 3-2-1. And you always do that, so I have to do it. and that's when you're going to – where we press play, you press play. Mm. And we're just sort of going to talk you through the episode and let you know, some of our, in a sense, instant reactions
yes.
when Bill turns his phone off and doesn't get notifications.
Yeah, you forgot to mention, though, that it's highly recommended that you only listen to this commentary if you're watching the episode.
Or your name is Bobby Hawk.
Or your name is Bobby Hawk, for
Because
sure.
Bobby just listens.
No, but I mean, I have heard that the creators of Gotham, they're aware of the podcast and
they're
stuff.
Aware.
And they're aware we're doing these commentaries.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they basically said that if someone listens to one of these commentaries without watching the episode, that they're going to get put in a room with Jerome and just left for the night to see what happens.
Have fun at Arkham, folks.
But no, it should be a lot of fun.
Have fun at Arkham.
I'm Batman. But we also, every time we do one of these commentaries, we always like to drink some of Maroni's Best Hooch off the back of a truck. What are you drinking tonight, Amory?
This fine evening, I'm drinking Longboard Island Lager.
Lager. A log of time. I don't know what that even means.
I don't
know. Okay, and as for me, I'm drinking my usual red wine. It's a Pinot Noir.
Pinot Noir.
This time, and it's very appropriate to the show. The Little Penguin.
The Little Penguin.
And I mean, it's episode 5, so the penguin's still pretty little at this point.
He's a little penguin.
He's growing wings, though. He's getting bigger. He's good.
Yep. I'm doing it.
Pengy. I'm going to start calling him Pengy.
Pengy.
Okay, well, I think that about does it for the preamble here. I guess we should go ahead and get started with the main event. Is everybody ready? You have your copy of Gotham Season 1, Episode 5, Viper, all ready to go?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
My voice isn't ready to go. Okay, I'm going to do the official count right now. In 3, 2, 1,
go.
There's a war coming. Damn. There's a girl on a roof. There's shots. There's a bloody nose.
That bloody nose will haunt me till the day I die.
Oh, yeah, and we will, when text starts showing up on the screen, we will try and call that out so you can make sure you're synced up, too.
Shot?
We forgot to mention that. What?
Shot?
Shot what? Oh, the shot on the screen.
Yeah.
Sandwich?
That wasn't a sandwich. That was a big chunk of steak.
Mm.
Don't ever come back to Gotham.
Steak sandwich.
I guess.
As long as my character doesn't get killed off in 4 or 5 episodes.
Oh, wait.
I want to hit him back.
Want to hit him where it hurts. Oh, Bruce. And your conspiracy board.
Wall. Nope.
Don't you think maybe you should be looking for a hidden passage in here or something, Master Bruce?
Don't you think you should go to school, sir?
There's someone in the armor. Watch out, Alfred. But what if I just like having a project, Alfred? And I know. It's keeping my mind off my parents.
What does he want to do? Like have him pick up knitting?
Actually, yeah. Then he can knit his own costume.
A knitted cape.
A knitted cowl. I'm sure there's plenty out there. They have knitted beards.
Knitted beards. I kind of want one.
It's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, everybody knows City Hall's corrupt. Yeah. No.
I mean, how old is he? What, 14?
Ish.
How doth he know this much?
Well, he grew up with the head of Wayne Enterprises, yeah, so I'm sure it came up every once in a while.
I like that he has a headshot of the mayor, though.
Plus, believe it or not, trivia. Bruce Wayne is sort of inquisitive and intuitive. He can kind of figure things out. Like, he can step back from a situation, and he can kind of analyze it.
Does fear tell him where the edge is?
No. He has no fear. And that's the problem. That's the problem with him and Jimmy.
You can't lie.
Rip.
Mm-hmm. Mess with Falcone.
They're drinking red wine too. Drink.
It's an Italian thing. Inch by inch.
Inch by little inch. I just noticed we still have Anne-Marie came
That's
up
That's what
here.
I was telling you, the shot.
Mm. Oh, okay. Okay.
No, sir. Bleh.
Oh, by the way, if you're listening to this on audio, we're doing a thing where we do like a little still store of the episode on the YouTube video. If you want to check that out, youtube.universebox.com.
I need money for drugs.
I need some drugs. Some ones that'll make me strong. And as someone who used to be a roadie, this is very typical. Like generally, like 90% of the interactions musicians have with the public are people giving them drugs, just like handing
Glorious.
Them drugs.
That's lovely.
Usually not drugs that are quite this strong, of course. Mm-hmm. But hey, man, you left your drugs here.
What'd you leave me?
Did you mean to leave these drugs here? Shot.
Breathe me.
But it's liquid. How do you breathe liquid? I'm not Aquaman.
Oh. That was quite the instant effect.
I like how his shirt says, don't.
Oh, that's fun.
Like, don't take the drug.
Uh-huh. Oh. Milk. Oh, I remember him being so shiny. It was so weird.
Do you guys have any papers? Do you guys have any bananas?
Milk.
I wonder if this is an actual convenience store, if it's a convenience store
set.
I bet
it's a real one.
You got to pay for that with your life.
Do not vex the immortal.
Man, his thumbs have pretty good leverage.
Yeah.
Breaking the bat. Like Bane did. The Viper, the Bane thing. Yeah. Trivia, Jim Gordon doesn't like pickles.
No, Jim doesn't like pickles. He'll eat them, but he doesn't like them.
Well, actually, more trivia, Jim Gordon likes pickles, but not dill pickles. He only likes bread and butter pickles, which no self-respecting street cart vendor would ever have.
That was a really quick make of the malted shake there.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have a second guy in there. You can't see him.
Oh, you can't see him. Ha-ha.
Judo chop. Judo nut kick.
Yeah, I was about to say. I will kick you in the balls. Meow.
It's the sound a cat makes when it gets hit in the testicles.
Jim.
There's a barbecue sandwich there if you want it.
Interesting. Yeah, that looks safe.
Felony level leaving of milk jugs in the aisle. Three. He was 17 feet tall.
Don't vex me, mortal.
One thing, like, you know, one thing about Gotham is they have these very, like, very specific kind of phrases, and I love how all of the characters remember those specific phrases, mm-hmm. you know? All of the bit characters on Gotham are lovers of language.
Yeah. They get some really eclectic and awesome actors. Yes, this is crazy.
Yeah, I believe this was our...
This was our Joker.
No, it was our Joker, but I think that was also our poster for the episode.
Yeah. Ben McKenzie, in case you haven't synced up yet.
Sean Perdry. Robin Lloyd Taylor. Slap.
Heck.
Aaron Richards. Cameron.
You're not even getting a shot. You're like Cameron.
Victoria!
Andrew Stewart Jones.
I really like this song, and I think if you listen to the lyrics, mommy. Then you'll understand why I dig it so much, Liza. Oh, yeah, this is the episode with all the
weird mommy things.
But then again, that makes sense later when you realize she's weird. Grooming Liza to become Falcone's
mom.
Surrogate mom or whatever. It's like, I do think it's weird that, like, I completely forgot about Fish having Falcone's gal, like, beaten up and everything. Like,
really?
It makes the whole Liza storyline make much more sense, though, because she kills the girlfriend, then she gets her own girlfriend to put in her place.
Yeah. You know?
During the initial watch, I kind of lost that thread.
Do you think?
Some kind of guitar pick.
Nigma.
Bruno Heller.
They're DC like Comics.
DC Comics. DC Heller.
Ah, the hangar.
Ah, yes.
Okay, wait. So who else here?
This is a very important location.
It is a very important location, in case you didn't know.
I don't think we come back here until the finale, though, do we?
Yeah, we do.
Do we? Rip.
Oh, the Russian.
Yes. Yeah, actually, the poster for this commentary is in the warehouse here. I almost grabbed the picture of him and Jada in bed later on. Him and Fish, rather. Sorry, Will.
If in the foot, the bite. The Arr. Don Falcone.
And we were feathers.
Lots of feathers. Done.
Feathers and fur. Yeah, I really loved her physicality mm-hmm. in this episode. She kind of lost that later on.
There were things going on.
Like, if she had kind of like that articulated physicality mm-hmm. in the whole Dahlmacher section, I think I would have liked it more.
Yeah, but she had to tone it down to accomplish what she did accomplish.
I guess that's true. They'll only be good blood.
Namaste, Don Falcon. Namaste.
Fish throwing shade.
No, she wasn't. She was flirting.
Oh, yeah, I guess. She was throwing the other side of the shade.
Nah. Mm-mm.
Never.
We haven't done this in a while.
What?
The going around and talking to the town.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the questioning montage.
Mm-hmm. Benny.
He grew a beard. This is him. Benny Bullock.
$20.
I shipped Jim and that random person. They just got that information from. Mm-hmm.
Milk. Lots and lots of milk.
Yes. As we all know, Viper leads to a vitamin D deficiency.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Help me.
That's a nice ring.
Bam!
He's pretty strong.
Yep. And now he's going to pick up an ATM.
As you do. Oh, yeah. And then it...
And then his bones crumble.
Yeah.
Done.
What is it with ATMs crushing people on TV these days?
Somebody else get crushed?
Well, there was an episode of Breaking Bad. Someone gets their head crushed by an ATM.
Oh. Good to know.
It was funny.
I'm sure it was hilarious.
It was. The rest of the episode wasn't, though. The rest of the episode was very sad. There was a kid involved.
I don't want to know. Again, I don't want to. God help us if that drug gets out. Any minute now. He's just like got a whole satchel and he's passing them out.
Why aren't you going to the club? Everybody in the club wants some inhalants. Rip my ship, I guess.
Yep. Rip my ship.
Rip my ship.
Rip my ship. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
A Wayne should never sleep on a couch, Master Bruce.
Good.
There's always breakfast. How's it going?
Hi, how are you? Can you please explain Arkham?
Do you like me? Yes or no? Will you send an assassin after me? Yes or no? Are you part of a secret cabal that's trying to kill me? Yes or no? I like how here at the beginning of the season, Alfred's very like, of course, Master Bruce.
Whatever,
sure.
Master Bruce.
To where at the end of the season, he's like, really? Interesting.
Okay, what are we doing now?
Yeah.
Well, things change.
I guess stabbing will do that to somebody.
Stabbings, assassins. Mm-hmm.
Count of Monte Cristo. Cristo? Not Crisco. Or is it Crisco? I can't remember.
It's Cristo.
Viper! I almost tweeted to John Stevens today that I really missed the news people.
Mm. Yes, they were funny. Oh, yes, this problem. And then there's Nygma.
Actually, I'm going to tweet that to John Stevens right now.
Nice.
Nice. I'll use Siri to do it.
Siri?
He likes seeing people being beat up.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Oh, I actually can't. Drat.
Because you're on an airplane?
Well, it's just not... He's not saved in my personal accounts thing.
And they suffocate and die.
But John Stevens, if you're listening to this, more newscasters.
Yes, please.
She looks like a Lego.
That's awful.
She has a minifig, though.
I know, but... Skell on skell?
Nice.
That's a nice thing. But no.
Gotham Thunderdome Edition. Back when Ed was just awkward. Before he was psychotic.
I don't know.
Nice.
Oh yeah.
Oh, my ship. See, they're gonna get together finally. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. They're gonna kiss. Nope. Make out.
There she goes.
Make out. Make out. No, you can still make out.
No, nope.
It's fine. No, no, you can. Oh nope. Wait, wait. She's the lips are falling. Rip my ship.
Fascinating.
Little more penguin. Penguin, drink. You didn't drink.
Oh, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. I was paying attention to the episode.
Foolish, foolish Aunt Marie. We're supposed to be distracting people from the episode, not paying attention to it.
The episode. Access to. And there's a bust on the wall.
He has a nice pocket square there.
Penguin.
I call him Languin because I have a speech impediment. That's a deep inside joke. Yeah.
Pinot Noir.
Pinot Noir. Drink. The only guy at the table making sense.
No.
That hubris to think you can be his guiding light, Maroney, that's going to be your downfall.
Yep, a little bit.
That's how we get you.
Stella.
I made out with my mom once when I was a kid. No.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I remember how like, oh crap, that moment was when we first saw it.
Hello.
I like how we get the biggest belly laughs anytime there's violence on this show.
We have problems.
Yeah, definitely.
But I mean, it's the point of the show.
But they're good problems.
They are good problems. Oh, Wayne Enterprises.
I forget, who is this actress again?
I don't know.
Taylor Reese. It's not the actress's name.
No, it's not.
I'm going to look it up.
Okay. Ah, Will Zine, yes.
Will Zine, yes.
I'd remind her.
I'm looking her up, folks.
That does raise a flag.
It's coming soon.
Slow but sure.
390 cast members on IMDb for Gotham.
Good grief.
I know, right?
Well, there's lots of bit parts.
Mm-hmm. Her name is Margaret Collin.
What else is she on?
Going to IMDb.
There was an incident.
Oh, she was the, what was it, the press secretary for the president in Independence Day.
Wow, I haven't seen that in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's a Jada connection.
Yes. Because her husband, Will Smith, was in Independence Day.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Viper can only be produced in an art lab.
An art lab?
Yeah.
With paints and glitter?
Paints and yarn, things like that. It's a complicated process. You need a representative of the surrealist school, the photorealistic school of painting, and also K through 5 arts and crafts.
I took that.
Sweet.
I took that. I think I had to make it like a human size.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that Maroney brings Gordon in.
Ugh.
Good.
Yeah. Well,
oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Nobody knows yet. He's still, yeah. Jim knows where his bread's buttered.
Oh, Jim.
And it's at Maroney's restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Nice Italian loaf.
Shove over.
Why did they put the bag over his head when they're going to Maroney's restaurant that everybody knows Maroney owns?
I don't know. Oh, God, the lobster.
Why is Maroney choosing now to eat his lobster?
Because.
Hello. It's a status thing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Don't talk, penguin. He started in West Philadelphia, born and raised.
We have problems.
Good problems.
Good problems. Drink.
Drink. I ship Maroney and Jim.
Well, we know that's going to end.
Jabroni.
Jabroni!
Jabroni.
I think we just like shipping people now.
We do. Very smart on Maroney's part here.
Very. Oh, my. The both will die.
Well, Sal, in West Philadelphia, born and raised, on a playground is where Penguin spent most of his days.
Tell me a story, Jim. Shut.
The slicer.
Prosciutto.
What's that mean?
It's a type of meat. It's okay. Very thin, delicious.
Okay. So it's a thin slice.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, our Italian consultant.
Mayo pepper.
And Luigi salt.
Mario pepper and Luigi salt.
Uh-huh.
But I like Veruca salt better.
We made that joke
Did we?
A couple episodes back, yeah. Callback.
I must have drank a lot in that episode. I don't remember it.
You did.
Oh.
Thanks, Maroney.
Thanks, Maroney. I've moved on to the recovery water.
Oh, by the way, for people listening,
scare me.
We are relocating to Orlando for podcast production next month. And tonight, this is the last podcast we'll be recording in this space. I wish Maroney was here to give us
too
a lobster.
Bad he can't be here.
So we could celebrate.
It's our but last night in the studio.
It is. It is. I think that deserves a Twitter selfie.
An ussy?
An ussy. Oh, I love that line. That's the best line.
You snitch, you gorgeous turncoat son of a bitch.
It's the best line in the series.
Am I completely hidden by my microphone?
No, you're good.
Okay.
You're like, why?
Okay.
And if you want to, I'm going to tweet this out on all of the podcast accounts.
You act like I have any sort of a device in front of me. I'm doing a commentary.
No, I was just saying for people if they want to see the picture we just took.
Oh, okay. I love you, baby. Sounds the same.
Yeah, I said
she needs Holly Holsinger.
I said last podcast recording in this studio, pour one out.
There we go.
Oh, honey.
Oh, honey.
See, in the South, that's kind of...
Oh, no. Oh, bless your heart.
Yeah, that's it. That's
you bless your heart is the big middle finger there. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. FYI. Can't wait to be out of the technical cell.
Yeah, here's the picture,
by
the way.
See. All I can see is your hat.
Hold on. I can fix this.
I don't want to know. There you go.
Not a single luxury like Robinson Crusoe. They're primitive as can be.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da.
Meow, 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 meow.
Hey. Ooh. No.
They're both pretty cute. I ship Harvey and those two guys.
Stop shipping everyone this episode.
I can't.
You've got to stop.
It's a disease. It's a disease. I took. Someone handed me a green vial before the show, and I smelled it, and now I can't stop shipping people.
I'm sorry. Do you need some milk?
Meow.
I know a Stan Bartolski.
Let me talk a little older than I would naturally sound to enforce the idea that I'm an old man.
What?
It's the thing when old people do old voices and shows and movies mm-hmm. and stuff. Now I'm like, old people don't sound like that anymore. Because like old
they
people
should.
Like take care of their vocal cords and stuff. Now they don't smoke two packs a day.
Oh, there is that. Most of them.
Epigenetic.
Epigenetic.
Ooh. Mm. Yes, that's the drug that will give rise to Bane. And also, actually, originally, interesting thing about Venom, and this is weird doing like factual information during one of these commentaries, but Venom actually started out as a Batman story where he got addicted to the drug because he was like, I can take this drug and get super strong. And it'll help my crime-fighting missions. He didn't realize that it would turn him into a complete psychopath, like, strung-out junkie, too.
Nice. Okay, so, you're missing the old guy trying to check the joke.
But I thought our listeners have watched this episode before.
But I want to watch the old guy turn into a crazy person.
They want to hear about the comic book history of this chemical.
Okay, well then let me just turn down an earphone.
Haven't you ever read any of the reviews of this podcast? They like the foofy, funny, and they like the informational.
I'm foofy and funny.
I'm informational, and we're Legends of Gotham.
I need a tambourine.
I was going to Maroni's for some lobster. Oh, snap.
That's worth everything.
Yeah, you totally know that was a little part of the real guy being like, I hate this walker.
Oh.
Was that CG blood?
I think that
was CG.
Altruism.
Waiting for Harvey. Cue Harvey. Cue Harvey. There we go. Amazing. I actually believe both times I was watching this episode, I was laughing too hard to hear Jim say charity there.
Mm. Must.
He owns this place.
Yeah, this is kind of his thing.
I love this because it was the first time we kind of got like that kind of like higher class element of Gotham. That Bruce Wayne like lives in Batman stories. Of course, they kick it up a notch in the Ogre arc.
A little bit.
Ogark, I call it.
Ogark?
Ogark.
Interesting.
This guy has 4 lines the entire episode.
Yeah, but he's so amazing.
I wonder if he got like cast member or not cast member, but guest star or featured extra. Because featured extra is like you have you're an extra, but you have 1 or 2 lines. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what he is. But I guess, you know, because
he's such a pivotal actor. Yeah, part.
And he's full on camera there for parts of it, too. So.
And this whole scene, too.
Yeah, very true. Did I ever tell you I worked as an extra a little bit when I lived in Los Angeles?
No. What'd you do?
I forget. I know I did Accepted, the movie Accepted.
Never heard of it.
I was in one of the, like, it was like around a pool. Like, I just had to stand around a pool and pretend like I was drinking a beer.
Well, that's hard.
Paid like $60 for the day or something like that.
Nice. Why?
When a mommy and a daddy create a multinational corporation. I wanted to speak to them because I figured someone at this company might be able to get me in with Justin Bieber.
I would like to go to a Bieber concert. I would like to date Taylor Swift.
I have Bieber fever. And the only cure for that Bieber fever is a front row seat.
With the Bieber.
With a meet and greet.
Wow.
About Bieber fever. Mm-hmm. You know what? I don't like that color of lipstick on her.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
No, this was the poster.
Mm-hmm.
Viper. It's a joke. This is a television program. We just gave them the permission to use the Wayne Enterprises name in it.
Mm-hmm.
Tad Realism. Look Look how much water she's drank compared to him. You can tell she's nervous. I like that. That's like one of those little details that we should probably spend this entire commentary pointing out.
We should have, but you know.
But instead we just make a bunch of jokes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Turn it off!
It's too late.
Then I'll shoot the drugs! That's a lot of instructions.
That's crazy. Okay, at least like 5 people in that ballroom would have been gotten by it.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Well, warehouse 39.
I'm going to jump off the...
Yeah, but I mean, considering how little those vials he was giving people were, mm-hmm. like, Jim should have been affected if nothing else, because he was standing right there.
And they just walked through it.
Harvey's beard turned white, though. He was drinking there.
Of course he was drinking. It's his early Harvey.
Very true.
Not later Harvey, where he only drinks in bars. Dahlmacher? Ah, warehouse.
I only like Harvey to be drunk all the time. That's all.
39 Wilson.
There's a beaker there.
39 Wilson. Amir?
Wilson, 39, no, feeling fine.
Whoop, whoop.
Turpentine.
Twipentine.
Making time in a mine.
Yeah, they cleared that puppy out.
In a bind.
Stop. Amanda Bynes.
Jim, this is Gotham.
Hey, look, Gotham.
Gotham. Gotham Motor Oil.
Ooh, ooh.
I'm doing something shady in a limo. I'm talking on a cell phone that is probably way below my income level. Mm-hmm. But don't worry about it. Oh, no, actually, I think that was a BlackBerry.
Who uses a BlackBerry?
Well, when I was a personal assistant for a VP of a big media company, he used a BlackBerry.
Yeah. So. How many years ago was that, Bill?
10.
Yeah.
Gotham set in timeless time with true. Typewriters and smartphones.
And flip phones. Oh, this is where he sort of started to help. Because, well, he had to throw a jacket over his head and drag him out of there. Probably kicking and screaming.
Yeah, he realized, hey, maybe there's something to this.
There might be something to this, Master Bruce.
It could be. Hey, Master Bruce.
Casino.
Hello, Master Bruce.
The casino. The one and only time we ever hear about the casino.
The famous Gotham Casino. That has a different name every time they bring it up, because they only bring it up every 6 or 7 episodes when it's important.
Mm-hmm.
Not 6 or 7, 67. Sorry.
A little jittery.
Which, if they only bring it up every 67 episodes, that means that episode 72 will have the next appearance of this casino. Be prepared.
Oh, Frankie.
The kid's a son of a bitch. I'm Sal Maroney. I call everything sons of bitches.
Son of a bitch. Oh, here we go.
Look at that tied wrist. It's a son of a bitch. Fish has some major issues with, like, power and sex. Yeah.
Didn't she kill Laszlo? Because
she didn't kill him. I think she just had him let him go. See, I didn't read that as a kill. I read that as a fired and bye.
No.
So I guess the rule is you can have sex with Fish Mooney several times, but once you do, you're dead and you don't know it yet, mm-hmm. basically.
Yeah, you don't really want to. You don't want to go there.
Alternate name for Fish Mooney, Black Widow. But I think some other comic book company owns a character with that name.
They might.
Bow, 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 bow. Why is she untying him? I thought the whole point was that he was bound.
Probably. They're past that step. Okay, this scene is beautiful, though.
It is. Oh, beautifully shot, too, for sure. I almost used the shot of when he approaches her from above as the poster for the commentary tonight. I could still change it, actually.
Yeah, it's all right.
Too late.
Yeah.
That one, right there. Or, like, actually when it gets fat right there. And that you look exactly like my mom. She's even wearing a cross necklace.
Of course she is.
Because I'm sure Falcone's a nice Irish Catholic boy.
Or, Irish?
Sorry. Yeah, yeah, Italian.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, doesn't the Catholic Church originate in Ireland? I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. Let's listen to some of the iPod music like the kids do these days. Do you have any ear bombs? This mixtape is fire. This mixtape is fire.
So pretty.
It is. And just this.
Honestly, this I was rooting right for here. Them. I was rooting for them.
I love this shot here. Because one, I know it's totally CGI. Two, I don't care because it's beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. Gotham.
Gotham. Hey, that means Gotham. We're done.
That does. Our last podcast in this space.
Shall we make the face in the space in the place?
Maybe. Here, I guess since it's the last podcast in the space, we can go ahead and show the space. There's a random chair, space. Lighting equipment, some boxes because we've already been packing. Here's us again.
It's Bill's ear.
Here's the light that the lights light. Me. Here's Anne-Marie's camera on that box back there.
It's on
very awkwardly. We're going to miss this space, though. Anne-Marie's owl.
Meow. Aww.
Rip the space.
Rip the space.
Actually, how close to our actual shot did I set that back
down? You really did. That's kind of impressive.
I know. It's like almost exactly.
I know.
But thank you guys so much for joining us for our commentary. Sorry, we're getting a little sentimental. If go to patreon.com/universebox to be in our patron hangout.
Yes.
In about a week and a half. Well, actually, it'll be far too late.
Yeah. They'll be good for July.
Yeah, go to youtube.universebox.com. Check our June patron hangout. And we're going to do a big send-off with a lot of our storytellers, our listeners and stuff.
Yep.
From the space. It'll be good.
Please.
It'll
be fun. Yes.
Anne-Marie, where can people find you online?
You can find me on Twitter at AMDSimone.
And as for me,
Irish-Italian girl.
And as for me, you can follow me on Twitter at Bill Meeks. You can follow all of our podcasts that we do at universebox.com. And you can find me next time in a completely different studio, because we will be. It'll be weird. Join us next time for more Legends of Gotham. Gonna miss this place.
Sad.
Better clean the walls, though.
There is a big question mark.
There is. I wonder who got that to represent.
Vicky.
And the bloodstains over there.
Well, don't tell them about the bloodstains.
Good call.